Glitter a little bit too much.
What's too much? Like, am I too loud? Am I too passionate? Is my hair too big? Am I taking up too much space?
You're too angry, and that's too much. Tone it down.
Well, that's like like the ultimate blocker.
Do you get that a lot, that you're too much? If so, today we are going to actually break that down and understand why that happens and how to work with that.
Yes, let's do it.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
I'm Lily Romanelli.
And this is the Potential State. And today we're going to talk about
you're too much. Tone it down.
Especially for women.
Yes.
So why do women get this all the time? Women get this all the time if you're too athletic, loud, tall, big,
passionate,
extroverted, athletic,
loud,
smart, knowledgeable. You will be getting the label, you're too much. And why? Why do women get this all the time?
Patriarchy? That's my answer.
To everything.
Yeah.
Because we have this expectation of women to be small, cute, submissive. Think about the Eve or Lilith.
Yeah. Obviously, I want to say for a moment that we're talking about massive generalizations and stereotypes and everything, but we do want to bring this to the forefront, and that's how we're going to bring it through generalizations and stereotypes. So we are aware, we know. Also, you're aware, you know. Great. Now we can move
on. One woman said to me, I'm either small or I'm a bitch. I have two options, right? Mm-hmm. And once they cross that line, if they get a little bit too much, they're seen as like, ugh, as a Lilith, as something that's aggressive or threatening or too much.
Yeah, the split of Eve and Lilith, right? Whether we're calm, we're nurturing, we're motherly, or we're passionate, we're seductive, we're sexual, we're consuming.
And that is basically also, we have a core belief that men and women share, that's either I'm big and alone or I'm together and small. I can't be both. It's an either or.
Right.
And the last time you get that is also another reason, is because the system is threatened. If you get too powerful, if you're threatening to change the homeostasis of the system,
That system is, right?
It could be marriage,
workplace, relationship,
family of origin,
patriarchy.
So you will be getting that, especially, and I find this a lot also, if the previous generation above you, if your mom or your grandmother was either too much or too little, there's going to be some sort of like intergenerational.
Oh, interesting.
Like intergenerational, you're too much.
Mm.
So the second these women get this, also men, but we're going to focus a bit more on women today. What happens when they internalize that they are too much? They are facing a lose-lose. Because either they say,
I'm too much, so I'll tone it down.
I'll become a victim, a martyr. I'll feel like...
Or I want to say, not necessarily victim, martyr, just I'll tone it down. And then you don't enter your full potential, your full self.
But when you
don't say everything that you have to say. You don't take up as much space as you want to take. Because the message that you've been giving is, it's too much. Tone it down a little bit.
But when you do tone it down, you're doing it... not in a happy way. So you become a little bit resentful.
Okay, I will say that from my experience, I don't feel like I have, that I have done it from a place of victimhood, but, I'm sure that I have received messages from various environments of tone it down, it's a little too much. And, you take that message upon yourself and you do quiet. It doesn't mean that I've, not said what I have to say, but you
become a little smaller. And when you become a little smaller, and it's not because you want to become a little smaller, there is a resentment, and that resentment becomes like this, it's like a thin line of bitterness. Or you go for it. You decide, I'm too much. Well, screw it. I will be too much. And then you doom yourself to a life of loneliness, especially single women.
Never mind.
Yeah. And you go for it. And who cares? I don't care what people say anyways. And relationships are overrated. And I just want to express
I don't need
myself.
Anybody.
Exactly. So it's kind of going through these two paths. For men.
We're talking about the extremes.
Exactly. Everything. We're talking about these extreme moments. Yes. And then also for men. Either they'll go to the grandiose. Well, screw it. Then I will be too much. And
I will be the biggest person in this
and
room.
And then I will be alone.
I will show everybody that I know everything. I will not ask any questions. I will not do collaborations. I will not, that kind of thing.
Or they'll also go to, well, never mind. And they minimize, but that minimizing yourself, not because you want to, but because the system is, or because you feel like you're too much, will never make you happy or content or positive, because you're certain there's a part of you, you feel like somebody's squeezing you and making you smaller.
Mm.
But let's talk about the shadow of that.
Yeah,
let's talk about
the
secondary
shadow.
Gains. Mm. Why would people accept and agree to that? What's their secondary gains from believing they're too much?
Well, first of all, the closeness, right? Like you're either, you know, I think a lot of people share a core belief of you're either big and alone or you're small and together. So there's that element of being close and being able to kind of be with, you know, be in the environment, be in the system. It's very challenging to disrupt the system. It's very challenging to be that voice that, you know, always argues and counters. And I'm finding that experience right now with a course I'm taking, you know, where I'm challenging the system, and I don't agree with everything that's being said. And it's a very difficult place to be in, because, you know, you're seen as the persecutor, you're seen as threatening, you're seen as, you know, and you yourself, it's tiring.
You get a lot of flack, you get a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
Another thing, a secondary gain is you actually remain a legend in your own mind. You don't have to actually go for it.
You don't have to go for it. You're like, I could have been this like amazing, great superstar, but I chose to tone it down.
So. And they can always say, because of them or because of him, I need to fulfill myself.
It's so much easier to put it on other people.
Exactly. And the last thing, it prevents you from actually meeting your own ego and narcissism, whether it's healthy or unhealthy, it's much or too much. So you don't actually have a chance to confront yourself and grow. So for a lot of these people, especially women that I meet, that have this, there's this almost like this, they're like in a lose-lose. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. And I came home crying the other day from my course. So I was like, oh my God, what am I up against? What am I doing? Why did I do this? I don't want to do this. Because it's so much easier to just like be like, oh, never mind. I'm up against this like huge monster of a system. And rather than try to change it from within or soften it, I was like, oh, just never mind. I'll turn the other way.
Or the other version, which I see a lot in the clinic, will be single women who are very successful, very charismatic in their mid to late 30s. And they've kind of given up on the hope that they'll even find someone. There's kind of this sadness.
Because their success is too threatening. That's so it. Never mind, forget
I'm
it.
I'm big, so I'm going to be alone. And then they have this core belief that I will never find someone who will celebrate me. I will never find a partner. Mm. And they're almost just like, they just like surrender to that. Yeah. And there's like a kind of like, so this can actually be changed. You can soften that label, that core belief that you have on yourself. And how do you do that? Reflect on that. Do you think, is there a part of you or which part of you thinks that you're too much?
Right.
Where did you learn that? Who taught you that? Where did you internalize that?
And here I want to say that this is something that I've really kind of been noticing and has been coming up in a lot of different kind of places. Is that when we have something that's too much or too big, or when we start using language that has comparisons in it, then we are comparing and we're creating hierarchies. If someone's too much, then other people are too little. If someone's big, then someone's small.
It's on somebody's that's scarcity. That's patriarchy.
Right. That's scarcity. And when we start softening our language and the way we look at things, and we realize that it's not a competition, and I can be big, and me being big doesn't mean that someone else is small. Then we'll be able to. It won't be threatening. It won't be threatening for us, and it won't be threatening for other people. And then hopefully, we'll also be able to attract people with the same lens to the world, to the environment, and we'll slowly be able to change.
Okay, but let's first. How do we do that?
How do we do that? Well, I said we soften our language.
Okay, but let's just break it down a little bit more.
Okay, I'm taking too much.
You're a bit too much.
I'm going too all over the place.
And let's go back to what I was going to say. So think with yourself. What are you gaining and what are you losing? Do a chart for yourself. Check out your secondary gains and losses. You might have more gains and losses, and perhaps it's not the time
to
change.
It's true, right? Maybe now isn't the time.
Maybe you don't want to be threatening
this
relationship.
Maybe you're not ready. Maybe your environment isn't ready. Though I also there want to say, your environment may never be ready.
Exactly.
And life is short. Eat dessert first.
So if you are willing, if you do see that you have more losses than gains, or if you do make a decision that you're willing to soften this and go through that, because the only way around is through, build yourself a cheerleading squad.
Yes. Find the people that celebrate your too muchness.
That are not threatened by your growth.
Yeah, that are like, we love this too muchness. Go for it. This is great.
And then as you start being too much, which is a falsity, right? Because there is no too much. When you start being your full self.
When you start entering into your full self. Yeah, that's what exactly.
Don't be surprised, insulted, or disappointed where certain relationships are going to be getting more ruptures or certain relationships will be threatened. That is a natural part because you are growing. You are going into a second order change. And then in those moments, instead of saying, oh, they're not celibate, there's no applause for this, say, go for it.
Right. oh, maybe I should tone it back down.
So you go back to your cheerleading, people that are not threatened, whether it's colleagues, friends, a therapist, a mentor.
The environments that celebrate that.
And lean there, because they're going to help you fulfill your full self. You are never too much. You are just much.
You are you.
You are you. So, are you too much? Never. This is Gilly Romanelli.
That's Dr. Estelle Romanelli.
And we're the Potential State. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Potential State podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.